Ramble.
Well, here's the problem, is that you can't do anything with a WAP when you got a yeast infection. And it's just a deep cycle.
It's just like
cyclical.
Okay, I'm going to spoil part of Too Hot to Handle season 2.
I already watched it. I watched the whole thing.
I'm not done yet. I'm loving it.
I also loved it. I finished it in 2 days.
It's incredible. Garrick, there's a line where the girls are talking about how they wake up horny. Mm-hmm. And one of the girls says, "Does anyone else get morning dew?" And that was the absolute most revelatory, hilarious line I have. I cannot believe I have gone almost 31 years on this green earth.
Wow.
And did not hear that beautiful phrase. It is so fucking funny. That is better than any
morning
line.
Morning dew.
I've never heard it either.
Everything about a woman's body is prettier than a man's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, morning wood.
Yeah.
Ew.
You guys get this like morning intrusive.
Dew sounds like a beautiful poem.
Yeah, like a flower waking up to the world.
Morning dew is funnier than anything I have ever and ever will write.
Okay.
It is a perfect line of dialogue.
But here's the thing about morning dew, and I hope we're into the podcast by now. Is
okay,
that
great. Hey, welcome to Guilty Pleasures.
It could come off as two ways.
We're not talking about Too Hot to Handle.
Not yet. And we're not even talking about movies. We're talking about vaginas, as we should be. It could come off as morning dew, as you're jerking off in your sleep, like you didn't know it, you woke up horny.
Uh-huh.
Or there's an infection. Like there's something going on.
Yeah. Morning dew. I just read it as like, you got a wet pussy.
You got a wop? Got a morning wop?
You got a wop.
I can't say that word.
Wop.
I feel like it's
Zach
too horrible.
Zach has his hands crossed all across his body.
I'm very
bright red saying the word wet ass pussy.
No. Oh,
not on this podcast.
Zach, man, you got it.
I can say it.
You got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Say it proud.
What?
No. No. You got to like insult someone with it.
Okay.
Throw it at me. Yeah. Hit me in the face with it. Go.
You have such a...
No. Don't say I.
Yeah.
You said it to you.
Yeah. Say it at me. Say it. Just say.
You have... No, I
go.
I have a wet pussy.
Say it.
Yeah. All right. That was better.
My pussy's wet.
You know what?
Okay.
Oh, all right.
I feel like I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
This is the most R-rated conversation for the most G-rated movie we've ever had on this podcast.
Oh, my God. It's not G-rated at all.
Oh.
I think it's like a hard PG-13 because they say fuck several times.
But it's Netflix. Does that make the rating matter?
I don't think so. No, because it wasn't released in theater. So it didn't even go through like the traditional rating.
Wow.
But...
Well, no boobs are worth a broken nose. Welcome to Guilty Pleasures. Today we're talking about the Kissing Booth, Netflix's original movie starring Joey King and Jacob Elordi.
That's all J's.
A lot of J's. Hey guys, welcome in to our weekly sex talk, aka movie podcast.
Yep. Wouldn't be the podcast without some talk about vaginas or sex or blowies or cum.
Just open up with... The crazy thing is that the listeners probably think it's a bit that we keep on talking about sex before we start the podcast, but it's just a genuine thing that happens.
Yeah, like we're all, and it's not in a weird way. It's usually like, do you guys think it's more inquisitive?
Right.
Friendship combo, just kicking the can around.
Yeah.
You're welcome, audience.
This is very sex positive, and I'm just trying to get on that wave as well.
Rick, there's nothing that I think of more of when I think of you than sex positivity.
Wow.
Amazing.
That's a lie.
I love that.
Look, this is a show.
I don't know anything about your dick. What's going on?
Yeah, tell us about your dick.
Well, it's in there, man. It gets in the places. Nice. It gets in the holes.
I've seen Zach's dick. We've already talked about this, so...
You have?
Yes, we've talked about this. I put Zach's dick on the internet by accident.
You guys are so close.
Yeah, we're very close. Once you see someone's penis, it's like the Kissing Booth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is a show where we're not afraid to talk about, you know, dicks and wet pussies. So
could you guys imagine it the other way? Could you guys imagine it, Rick, asking about my pussy? Like, this world is fucked up. I'm sorry. Yeah. I got way off track. Zach, take us back home, please.
I don't know that I can. I'm all flustered. All right, guys. Today we're talking about The Kissing Booth, the Netflix original movie. This was my first time having watched it. Garrick's as well.
Oh, my God.
My second.
No, this is my second time.
Oh, God. Wait, what? Why did you watch it before?
Sequoia wanted to watch it, and she was like, I think that my friends are saying that this is a good movie, and then
and they were wrong.
I was making fun of it the entire time. Oh, I was like, why are they kissing three times? Oh, my God. Oh. Is that like a spinny cam or whatever? Oh. Whatever that shit is, where they flow around everybody.
Wow.
Anyway, we're trying to think of good things.
Well, this is something we're calling modern nostalgia, where a lot of this show so far has been us kind of diving into the past of our favorite movies, movies that our guests love. But this is really one that is probably nostalgic to the generation that came right after us. This was not a movie I grew up with, not something that really, it came out, 2018, I think?
That long ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is a current movie, but just old enough that some of you listening may be like, oh man, I remember that movie. I loved it. I wonder how it holds up. And we're here to tell you,
that was crazy. 3 years ago? That was so long.
Modern nostalgia, that just like tripped me out a little bit, like made me feel very old.
That's definitely a term made by somebody who is old.
Yeah.
Who's like 40.
Sounds like BuzzFeed.
I coined it. So yeah.
Oh, okay.
I am
sense.
Old.
But it's also like,
okay. There's
like, this is a new type of era of movie. Like, we had VHS classics, Disney classics, Disney Channel originals.
D-coms,
This is a new style, which Rick was saying, like, it wasn't released in theaters. Netflix is very hush-hush about their numbers, but apparently everyone and their fucking mom knew about this movie and watched it. And it makes me wonder why, because based on like the experience of high schoolers in this movie, not much has fucking changed, and I'm 30. This is over 15 years since I've been in high school, and everything's kind of the fucking prom kissing movie. It's all the same. No,
I mean, this movie did well enough to get two more sequels.
Wow.
We've got a third one coming out so
very soon. August 11th.
You have the date down.
Yeah, well, I just looked it up on Instagram because I wanted to see what Joey King's been up to since she played that little sick girl with the silver teeth.
Why don't I hit us with a quick synopsis, and then we'll dive into it.
Yeah.
I just finished the movie, and my brain is so numb. Let me see if I can do this.
I don't know how you off-the-cuff deliver these beautiful synopses. You've heard me try to do it.
I thought you were writing them before.
I used to.
Rick, do you know how to just fucking eloquently, loquaciously say this?
No, it won't be eloquent at all.
Yeah.
I can try.
What? You want to try?
Rick, go ahead.
We cut it out last time when Kelsey failed. So.
Why? What was wrong with that?
I think it was just so long.
Oh, okay.
What's the name of the brother? Yeah. Do you want to try it, Carrie? I'm fine.
That's the thing. I don't know the character's name.
Lee
that's
and
what
Noah.
I'm trying. That's where I get stuck.
Leah, Noah, and L.
No, the girl.
L.
All right. So.
All right. You go, and I'll tell you who's better.
All right. Well, Zach's will be better.
Okay.
So a long time ago, Elle and Lee were born in the same hospital, and their parents are the best friends and all of this shit and blah, 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 blah. They grow up together. They love dancing a lot. Noah is Lee's big brother, and he's in his shadow, and Elle falls in love with him, and she's like, oh, I love Noah, but they have these rules that say you can't date each other's family members and all of this stuff, but she falls in love with them, and Noah's a player, and all of this, and blah, 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 and there's a kissing booth.
Damn, that's going to be pretty hard to beat, Zach.
Okay.
That's going to be pretty hard to beat.
In order to raise money for the dance club, childhood BFFs Elle and Noah decide to make a kissing booth at the carnival. But Elle accidentally makes out with Noah's older brother.
Lee's older brother.
Fuck. Lee's older brother, Flynn. And it's steamy and they like it. And they fall in love and then they have a kiss and then the kiss turns to fucking. And then they.
This is crazy for you, Zach.
And then. And they go on an adventure of love, but the brother finds out, will it tear them apart or will they live happily ever after? This is the kissing booth.
Damn. Okay. Both of you lose. Wow. Zach, I thought you were going to really, you started strong.
I thought that was pretty good.
But you know what it is? I'm realizing what it is. It's exactly like log line formula. Like real movie nerds out there, screenwriter people, it's like problem, character, stakes, bigger problem, solution, question mark. That's what you go by when you say these every week.
Yeah, and that's crazy because all of the log lines that I've written just say, man, ask me about it, dog. That's it.
Well, I was gonna joke, that's the difference between like a real writer and someone who just reads a lot about screenwriting, because log lines don't actually matter in the real world.
Yeah, at all. They skip past it. Yeah. They're just like, nah, here it is.
You're like, take the fucking pitch, you asshole.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Here.
So why don't we start with some pleasures?
Oh, I love a good pleasure.
Or just even general.
This is an all pleasure day, right?
Yeah. Well, since I clearly liked the movie more than you guys, I didn't want to like this movie. Every part of my like actual auteur self was like, hate this movie, everything is trash. Yeah. But listen, bitch. Listen.
Okay. I'm listening, bitch.
There is something about tapping into the high school evolutionary hierarchy patriarchal experience with a bitch who's got a chin that sharp that you want to fall in love with your nerdy, round-faced, fucking weird, dorky self that was every girl's fucking dream in high school.
I get it.
This was playing into, you want him to be fierce and fight over you. But this guy had kind of like an anger issue, but like, we don't have to get into that.
Yeah.
But so you want him to fight over you. Yeah. You want him to stand up for you. You want him to protect you. But you want him to be like goofy. He's the hottest guy in school and you want him to love you. I hated this movie, but I fucking loved this movie because it was exactly what every girl wanted to happen to them in high school.
Yeah. Do you also want him to be 30 years old and you being 16?
Are you just mad because he's tall?
I don't know.
He got a baby face.
It needs to be said. He's a giant.
He didn't have a baby face at all.
What?
Yeah, he looked like a narc. I said it in the group chat. He looked like a narc the entire time. I was like, are we watching 21 Jump Street?
Do you watch Euphoria, which Jacob Elordi is also in?
So, yes, I did. So, this is going into one of my pleasures. Joey King and my boy that plays Noah, what's his name?
Jacob Elordi.
Jacob Elordi acting their ass off.
Hell yeah.
Like they were great.
Wow.
They were really good. And I loved that they went into this series and they're like, yeah, we'll do a third one because I've already proven myself as an actor, because he kills it in Euphoria and she kills it. She's fucking destroys in the act. It's insane.
Damn.
How good of an actress
she is. I'm so glad
we're
talking about this now.
And then he's truly, you know, if Zendaya wasn't in Euphoria, then he would be the star of the show.
Wow. 100%.
Can I tell you, as someone, so I came into this movie, I did not watch any trailers. I did not look at the poster. I just was like, cool. Miles said, let's watch this movie. I jumped in blind.
Oh, Miles.
It is such a shocking experience to be thrown into a movie where that girl I know who has Munchausen by proxy is falling in love with the abusive psychopath
addict
from Euphoria. I'm like, whoa, what is this movie?
It is very hard to separate
it does
him from
really,
that character.
It throws you for a loop.
Yeah.
And then they dated in real life. Yes. So it's also, that also is crazy.
They were like super duper dating IRL.
And you said that he's 30. I think when he filmed this movie, I was trying to do some math.
He's not
like
30.
20
he's,
or 21.
He's 24.
But he looks old.
Okay, no.
He looks
old
to me. Am I crazy?
Okay.
If I met him, I would call him sir.
Everyone had one guy in high school that actually was that motherfucker. That was that guy. My guy. He was a man. There was one guy. We had one.
What's his name?
Josh Oldham. And any girl from Tampa, Florida.
His name was Oldham?
Josh Oldham. Yeah.
That's two on the nose.
Oh my God. His name is Oldham. What the fuck?
Bad writing. Give me
Josh Oldham.
It was him. And there was one other guy. And his name's weird. So I won't. It's the weirdest name I've ever heard in my life. You want me to say it?
Strokey mixed finger cock.
Even weirder. It was Ronald Bublitz was the hottest guy in our high school.
No, so like, no, that was 100% some weird Floridian that used that name to get into high school.
And he's married to like one of the hottest girls from our town now. He's also the first guy I made out with. I'll bring it all full circle.
Yo, you got with Bublitz?
Bublitz was my first kiss.
That's huge.
And I also lost my virginity only a few weeks after my first kiss, which also
very similar to this movie.
Damn, you blew bubblets.
Blowing bubblets.
She's blowing bubblets.
Oh fuck.
It was exactly this movie. They were on the football team. Yeah. They ran in this crew of dudes who were fucking players who used fucked them and chucked them. It was like you were like watching this movie. I was not surprised by a guy. Like,
I love a good sex rhyme.
I 100% believe you two had completely different high school experiences than I did with men, because you two are nice, fine gentlemen raised by good people and lovely ladies.
Nice Jewish boy over here.
Lovely women in your life. Strong women.
Yeah.
The boys I went to high school.
No one wanted to fuck me. That's what you're saying. Such a nice way of saying.
Thanks for putting it nicely. Appreciate it.
You said it, not me.
Like, no one was blowing these bubbles.
No one was bubbing your bubbles.
Yeah, no.
This movie was exactly like my high school. Exactly. Down to the fucking
parties at the beach. Okay, so you've also said that Euphoria is like your high school.
Yes.
So it's like, which one is it?
Are they both?
Is it Euphoria or is it Kissing Booth?
I think in this one, they have the partying at the beach, the girls getting sloppy at the party, taking off your clothes,
smacking her ass at school, like holy shit, like just sexual assault right out the gate. But funny.
And he apologizes and she tries to go on a date.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's like
I love a movie that opens with a good old comedy sexual assault beat.
Because you know, that's when I went, oh, this movie is like, it looks like bubblegum. It chews like fucking dip. Because you're like, it has this poppy.
It chews like dick.
No, like oh, dip. No. Dip.
It chews like dip. Oh.
Dip.
I love that.
It's very bubblegum on the outside.
Yeah.
Then it's very dirty.
Let's go back a little bit.
No, but that's a great.
She said it chews.
It
looks like bubblegum, but it chews like dip.
I think that's a beautiful metaphor.
Dip.
Yes. Okay. I'm from Florida. Okay. We chewed dip in high school.
But that gets to the heart of everything that kind of was like warping my brain when I was watching this, because it felt like a Disney movie. Yes. Like it's like, this
good
felt
girl.
So innocent, like what Disney I would have watched. But there is so much teenage boobage.
Yes.
Like nonstop boobage. Yep. And they're cursing and they're fucking
they're fucking at the Hollywood sign, which
at the Hollywood sign, which is very illegal.
No idea what a hike that is to get up there.
It's a very tough hike because you can't drive up there.
No.
And you literally have to stop like pretty much at the base of not Griffith
or
but
yeah, somewhere over there.
Whatever that
yeah,
that area. You have to park at the base. You can't drive up there, and you just got to go up and be sweaty.
Yeah.
That shit is gross.
One you sure as shit are not sleeping up there. If you sleep at the Hollywood sign, you are getting mauled by a coyote
or
a homeless gentleman.
Yep. Or a cougar.
Or arrested.
I
know someone that was airlifted out of the Hollywood sign because they were trying to shoot a music video up there. How exciting. The cops came and airlifted them out. They were like, you guys are super duper arrested because you can't be this close
old
to the Hollywood
Ronald
sign.
Ronald Bublitz does it again.
No! One of the top questions I had written down in my notes was, In full caps, Rick, was this what it was like to date in Los Angeles in high school?
No, was it the beach stuff? Yes,
really.
All of the beach parties, like we would go to Dockweiler Beach.
Oh,
a lot,
that's
a
cool.
lot
that's
for,
cool.
for bonfires.
That's cute.
Nobody yeah. would go to like Venice to like hang out, or nobody would have beach days.
Malibu but the, mansions.
The night parties was. Yes, yes, that what? Was very much that. That was cool.
I thought that was like, I was like, who's going to believe this kid lives in this fucking mansion? And then
his house right. was incredible and just yeah. very low key incredible. They yeah. did not mention yeah. that they were super no. loaded. It was yeah. one of the biggest houses I've ever seen in my life.
It yeah. was like Dr. Dre's Malibu yeah. house.
I appreciated that. I appreciated that they were rich, but nobody really mentioned it. They're just like, this is what we do,
nice
and we go to a
private
wealth. School.
They clearly went
sense.
To a private school because they had uniforms.
Not to like get on yeah. the whole, this is very inside baseball, but like where the fuck do they live in LA? Because they were at a Malibu beach house. They drove
out.
By the
Malibu.
Arclight on their way to school. That makes no fucking sense.
I literally
and they
started
were,
to write
and
this.
And they were driving from east to west yeah. by the Arclight, which double makes no,
no
sense.
Sense.
And, what, you fucking, what? You yeah. live Brentwood? In Malibu, but you take the fucking 405 down to the 10, up the 101,
yeah.
and then drive east past yeah. the are like get the fuck out of here.
They it just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
It
make
truly
any
makes.
Sense.
It doesn't make sense. They just wanted to put them in the background. Just,
yeah.
we could just say that.
But you know,
also you would never get to school.
No,
ever.
Like, yeah. I was like, where's this castle private school that they go to? And then I remembered like Brentwood, like up by north of
yeah.
UCLA, like Getty
yeah,
Center.
Yeah, Brentwood
school.
Has those types
yeah.
of.
But
schools.
One thing I did write down was that the. Arcade situation was yeah. abso-fucking-lutely real for me.
Oh.
Did you guys
that
have...
That was in Santa... That was at
the Santa
pier.
Monica Pier.
That one was for sure at the pier.
Yeah. But yeah. did you guys have, like, your arcade high school hangout? Like, mine was air hockey. I've probably spent at least a college tuition's worth amount of money at, like, our local arcade. And it followed me into adulthood. I'm severely addicted to Dave and Buster's. And I love it so much that one of my ex-boyfriends for our first Valentine's Day rented out the Santa Monica Pier arcade Aww. For Valentine's Day for us
that's
to
cute.
Play in. And I was like, Dance Dance Revolution, bitch, that's like my fucking pastime. This is a dream for me.
We didn't have an arcade. We would just go to Applebee's, get those slamming apps, and then go see a movie.
Oh, movies were big in high school to go like smoke behind yeah. the movie theater. What was y'all's high school hookup spots?
The Village.
What?
So there was a they called it the Village. It was a small little town essentially behind our school, or like in the deeper into the, like the Palisades. And people would just find spots over there.
Yeah, I didn't make out much in high school. So.
You didn't have your hookup spot?
I just
made out in cars, I guess.
Yeah, because
like
in
at
this,
part or like people's yeah. basements.
In this movie, it seems to be like some sort right. of public park veranda, like.
Yeah, they go to a gazebo where there's a pervy security guard
named
who
Andrew.
Smiles and watches
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
I mean, going back to one of my pleasures before oh. this. Right before this scene, I was going to say, like, good on her for thinking that she could run all the way home. From,
5 mile, from casual 5 mile run.
5 mile run. Yeah, that was great. That's a great decision.
Rick
choice.
Loves a good, strong
female
lead, you know?
That's
and
what
she
I
is
heard.
One.
I love a good, strong female
okay,
lead.
But like joking aside, she really is a great lead in that she doesn't like change at all.
She knows who she is.
Yeah. No. Like she physically changes because it's like, yeah. oh, the moment she gets boobs and everyone's like, oh, cool. But she as a person, I don't think changes.
Yeah. She just wears a skirt once and then everybody's like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
And then and we just go about our days.
Mm-hmm.
We cruised through so much just now, but there were a lot. Like I wrote down a lot in the beginning that I genuinely was
yeah.
really enjoying. And what's funny to me is I watched this movie in two parts. I watched the first like 16 minutes or so. And I was like, I'm really digging this.
Oh,
and then
no.
Maggie came in and was like, hey, we were watching Two Out to Handle. I'm like, oh, cool. Let me switch it over. And then I watched the rest today. And I'm like, whoa, this movie goes fucking fast.
Crazy.
Like the plot just goes. I thought that it was going to be this whole will they, won't they.
The kissing booth is at the end.
Yeah, kissing booth is at the end.
Nope, it's 20 minutes in.
Yeah, people said like, oh, this movie's so predictable. Yeah. Not to me.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was not predictable.
I've never
It was not
seen...
predictable at all. It yes. wasn't predictable at all, and it wasn't a story. That's the other thing.
It was my high school story. It was exactly my high school life. I've never seen a movie where the title of the movie happens 20 minutes into the movie, except for like 148 hours. Like, I guess that one starts like when he cuts his arm or whatever, falls into the crevasse. But this movie, it's like the kissing booth happens and then you still have an entire fucking movie left.
The kissing booth is just the premise, not the climax.
I
couldn't believe, but you know, you guys mentioned the performances were great. And what I wrote in the beginning, I literally wrote this down, is they understood the assignment.
Oh my God.
But there was
they understood the assignment. But when my boy, I keep on forgetting his name,
Jacob Jordan.
Jacob.
Yeah, it was just a hot
when
dude.
When Jacob
name.
Comes in with that fuck with his fucking hair, I was like, dog, man, this is it's like this is an inmate that had a wig.
Oh my God. Like, you think it was a wig?
He just looks too old. It's the same John Hamm situation where he wouldn't get cast and stuff because he was either too handsome or too old looking.
No.
I believe Jacob in Euphoria. I do not believe him in this movie.
I don't believe him.
Not for a second.
That's why I say you could not have both for your high school experience because one is very much like, okay,
Pop.
This is very sweet.
Yeah.
And then the other one is like, yo, we're fucking dark talking about drugs.
Yeah, we're doing anal after fucking third period.
Looks like a high schooler.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, it was still definitely more Euphoria, but I think it was more pop bubblegum kissing booth in that like what I found funny was that they literally like had the joke of caricatures of high school kids and nerds and like cool girls, which they totally tried to make like the plastics. It didn't work.
100%. The OMG girls.
Yeah, that, it didn't work. They had like...
It didn't work.
Miles is laughing.
I didn't know that's what they're called.
They're called the OMG girls because it's Olivia, Mia, and Gabby, I think,
right? Okay, I have a story about that.
And then...
Also, I mean, just side note, back to my Pitch Perfect thing, there are no black mean girls.
No.
I never in my life... There's
Wait, no, is there
you
not
cannot
one here?
Keep. There is one.
Yeah. Saying in
That's
real
what I'm
life.
Saying. They don't exist. That's like, stop sprinkling black people into as your way of like doing representations.
No.
Let's just put her in the mean girl group. That never happens.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, but like they
but
also,
back to your point.
They have this caricature of like the nerdy girl with headgear and braces, but you can't have a nerdy girl with headgear and braces and also have lines like, you fucked my brother and lied about it in the same movie.
Yeah.
This had too much like
Very
genre
true.
Crashing for me that I didn't know like, I didn't know if it was an adult movie.
Okay, so the OMG girls who I loved, even though they definitely were a Mean Girls ripoff.
Yeah.
So they were called the OMG girls because their names were Olivia, Michelle,
Mia,
Gabby, whatever. Yeah. I, in my school, in real life, the popular girls were called Jass Jass because, because their names were Jenny, Ashley, Sally, Jenny, Ariel, Sydney. That was their real, and they formed together, and that was like, to this. I saw this in that movie, I'm like, that shit's real, that shit's real.
Wait, it's called Jass Jass?
Yeah, that's what everyone called them.
And but okay, so here's the thing where with Mean Girl stuff, right? Where it's just like
they weren't mean.
If you name your group, you are a loser. Immediately.
Uh-oh.
You're a fucking loser. Like I don't care.
You
bringing up Jass Jass or whatever the fuck, it's just like, oh, this is a group of lames.
Can I tell you what my group consisted of before
you, fucking loser.
You called us lames?
You loser.
They were called the Rock Stars.
Oh my God. That's a name you gave yourself?
That was the name we collectively as a drug dealing group gave ourselves.
You were dealing drugs?
Oh yes. Yes.
You guys are too cool to be called the Rock Stars.
But the song Party Like a Rock...
Oh, this is getting worse. So just to be clear, did you give that explanation thinking we'd be like, oh yeah, no, super dope.
Yeah, I did think you guys were going to give me a pass here. I thought we were getting a pass, but like literally like the football guys would be like, are the rock stars coming to the party? Because then we would bring like fun and drugs.
Everyone just told you it was a cool name because they wanted your free drugs, Kelsey.
We were cool.
Kelsey, you gotta watch Big Time Adolescents. I feel like you would like that a lot.
Okay. That sounds like a band. It's not a band.
I know it does. No, Big Time Rush is a band. Big Time Adolescents is a movie.
Wait, is that Pete Davidson?
Well, it's Pete Davidson, but not King of Staten Island.
Okay. So anyway. We've discussed the sex in this movie.
No drugs in this movie.
The sex, I would say the relationship escalates quite quickly.
Yes.
She has her first kiss in the movie, and it becomes a very public makeout in front of everybody. It's the kissing booth, name of the movie.
Yes.
They make out, and Garrick, you were kind of describing the camera move during that scene.
The lights blow off the wall.
Yeah, it's just whipping around them in circles, and like it's unclear if it's a fantasy or not. They take the blindfold off and then make out even harder. But okay, so they have this crazy first kiss. Her second kiss turns into her fucking him.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
That escalates quickly.
Yeah. That's how it goes. Unleash the beast.
Do you remember why he liked her?
Because she gives him shit.
Because she is the only woman that didn't fall at his feet.
That was literally Ronald Bublitz and Josh Oldham. Like when I made out with Ronald Bublitz in Marla Zick's living or kitchen.
Calling out all the names.
Yeah. He was literally like, I like you because you're not like the other girls. And
oh
I was like,
God.
What does that mean? I'm not like the other girls. Oh and he, it was it's that like line. I was a fucking loser.
You were a rock star.
Yeah, but I had to become a rock star because I was a fucking loser. How do you come cool like, in high school, kids? You sell drugs.
No. You wait to sell drugs in high school. Or I'm sorry. You wait to sell drugs in college like me.
Oh, okay. What'd you sell?
Sold weed.
Hey.
Hey.
What up?
All right.
Damn. Nice.
All right. Okay.
Where do we go from here?
I don't know.
No, it escalated quickly, but I don't know if you guys remember how wet your pussies were in high school. But your hormones are raging and you're so desperate to not be the last fucking person to do something out of your friendship group.
I feel like this comes up almost every episode with us. I did not want to just lose my virginity as a kid because I watched a lot of movies and I believed that it should be special.
Under the lights,
and you know what? That was a fucking lie. Mm. And I wish that I hadn't watched so many movies because it put a lot of pressure on the first time.
Yeah.
But that was my experience.
Yeah. Mine was in the back of a truck. That's about right. It was pretty unromantic. It fucking
you know what?
Sucked. Yep.
I'm tired of hiding. Whoa. My first time was great. It was a nice time.
I'm happy for you.
It was a nice time. Like it was. My dad was downstairs. My father was downstairs. Watching a movie and being asleep. My boy. And I snuck my girlfriend at the time upstairs. And
classic.
We did the do.
Yeah.
Did the
do. Wow. Did you put
Now, Garrick, did you light any candles or put a song on?
Oh.
No, no songs or anything. I did put on like music to mask any type of commotion.
Ah, commotion. What are you fucking rolling around like Cirque du Soleil? That sounds chaotic.
Yes. Yeah, we were rolling and holing.
Okay, I think we were listening to like fucking
Did you say
Juicy
rolling
J.
and holing?
Rolling and bowling. Rolling and bowling, skirting and dirt.
Zach said rolling and holing.
Wow.
That would have been better.
Rolling and holing. We're rolling and holing.
Because rolling and holing is excellent.
And dirt I believe Rick just said.
I love a good sex rhyme just like that.
We were
nicking and dicking, you know?
Why did you say what and dicking?
Nicking and dicking.
No! Who's Nick?
I don't know.
No, what's but it's the spelled K and
I. We were whopping and popping.
Oh no!
Whopping and popping.
You guys, for this episode, we just need like a Twitter thread of all of the names we just said. All of them. Really, no. We were chaotic.
Licking and sticking, you know. All this.
How did we keep going? This is awful. Oh, I'm trying to think if there's any more. Shocking. Isn't it like Dick and Dash was another one we said in high school?
All right. Well, enough bussing and fussing over here.
Okay.
Yes.
Wait, was your high school sexually active?
I think relatively lesser so.
A couple people got pregnant.
What? Oh, yeah, same. We had a couple preggy girls in our
high school. A couple people got pregnant. Yeah. I had to go on vacation.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because you were in Los Angeles. No matter what, people are more grown here just because you're surrounded by culture and society that forces you to grow up.
Right. I mean, you know, you grow up in LA, you drive by the Arc Light every day.
Every time.
Yeah. You see that dome and you're like, what if my belly became that?
Well, God, that was a stretch. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, you're upstate New York.
I'm not the suburbs of New York.
Okay, the same thing.
Upstate is 8 hours away.
Well, no, upstate's 2 hours away.
Oh, damn.
Upstate!
It's far away.
Okay.
I ain't one of them. I'm cultured.
Were people really that sexually active? Like, did you guys have chlamydia and gonorrhea and all the like?
No,
crazy...
unless no one told me anything.
Oh, I got chlamydia the second guy I ever slept with.
Yes,
and I was 15, and I was like, "This is it." And they were like, "No, you take 10 days of antibiotics and you go fuck another guy." And I was like, "Okay, I guess I'll do that too."
You know, maybe we were saying like this movie's shocking for its bubblegum aesthetic, but it's true.
It's true.
Maybe it's just more real. Maybe all these other movies that are avoiding it are not actually real teen movies, and
why Euphoria was like
the tone didn't match.
Yes,
the tone of what they were talking
about. Maybe it does.
But at times, the tone of what they were talking about did not match the rest of the. It's about a kissing booth. It's about raising funds for whatever the fuck they were raising funds
dance
for.
Dance club
and it switches off
it
to.
Is dance club?
It was dance club.
You know,
because they wanted to dance. Dance Revolution.
Well, that I feel like bringing up a character would kind of like help meld this like idea of what we're talking about together a little bit better, which is the brother character, Lee. So the one that she's best friends with is such a fucking loser. Like such a Disney Channel original fucking loser.
How dare you? Justice for Lee.
This should have been called
should have been a female character.
Fucking my brother.
If it was gonna be there at all.
My best friend's brother. Like anything but the kissing booth, because I think that puts it in a bubblegum pop kind of corny way.
Yeah.
But like the brother character against his older brother, who was only a year older than him. It was a senior.
He was
and
a year
junior.
Older?
Yeah.
I thought it was a fucking freshman and a senior.
No, it was junior year and senior year. And it was like they had such wildly different high school experiences. And I had a sister that was two grades above me. And we hung out. We had all the same friends. We had all the same drug experiences, party experiences. I did like that they partied together. They had parties at each other's house. I just didn't understand how they ended up so wildly different character feelings.
Yeah.
Like
That happens. You have siblings that are totally
but
different.
Didn't the little brother feel like he belonged in a Nickelodeon show and Jacob was in Euphoria?
Derek, isn't that the body difference kind of like between you and your brother? Isn't your brother like 6-something and totally ripped?
Garrick is ripped.
He is ripped.
My brother is 11 years older than me.
Oh.
And he's 11 years older than me, and he's like 6'3", 6'4".
Oh, wow.
And like 230.
Wow.
So he was a big dude.
Yeah.
That happens.
And then I just
I'm not saying size-wise differently. I'm saying like drastically different.
Oh, you just mean like their personalities.
Yeah, experiences in that like... He was such a fucking nerd and he was such a fucking jock that got into Harvard.
That was also super confusing.
Okay. This is also great because I thought this was one of my pleasures because it also brought up the Varsity Blues scandal because there's no way he got into Harvard on merit alone.
he wasn't he going definitely to took play the side door. Football or something. Or was it that he was a secret?
You don't
smarty?
Get into Harvard off of like football. They don't have like a good team. Enough football program for
maybe
you
that's
to just
why he went.
Go
he was a
in
mediocre.
I mean, you see that house that he lived in? His dad parents probably fucking bought Harvard.
Yeah.
Bought Harvard. Probably bought a library and then I was just like, yeah, let's just let my son in.
There is something, you know, the elephant in the room here. The character of Flynn, the older brother.
Yes.
Is borderline, and perhaps borderline's not even fair to say here. He's abusive.
He's got an anger management.
He's abusive.
He's Jacob.
I think
he's that's Euphoria.
It is glamorizing a relationship that should not be glamorized.
Yeah. He has a lot of anger issues, and going back to like every girl wanted this to happen to them in high school. Every girl wanted the hottest guy in school to get in a fight and punch a dude who like said something about you and protect you and stand up for you because I don't know you. I have a fine relationship with my father, but I guess some people want that either way.
She's important
regardless.
To my family. Yeah. Which means she's important to me.
And one fight, okay. Two fights because something happened at football practice. All right. Three fights. Yeah. Now it's like, are we looking at mom and dad? Where are they? Right. Four fights?
Yeah. What's going
you're
on?
Going to fucking therapy. Yeah.
You're not getting to Harvard.
Therapy.
Not getting to Harvard. Five
yeah,
fights
you're not
where
going
you
to Harvard.
Know how to close stitches on your own face because that just how it be. You're going yeah. to a program. You're getting sent away.
Your brother
jail.
Walks in on
you're going
you
with, to jail.
You're
the
going
program
to jail.
Is jail.
Your brother walks on you with your best friend yep. and she has a cut on your face and he immediately assumes that you hit her.
This
yeah. that is you there's yeah. something dark
that's when,
here.
That's when the entire tone of the movie switched. That's yes. where it was like ooh. Darker. If they switched the actual lighting of it yeah. and turned it into Euphoria, yeah. then I would have been like, oh, this is actually kind of sick.
Yes.
Kissing Booth has a real yes. real crazy key change after the woo! Intermission. It's wild.
It actually could have been cool. Like, it's about like the ruse that you're under, the magical spell that
of
you're under as a
guy.
Teenager.
Yeah.
And then you wake up one morning and realize, oh, fuck, that would have been good.
But deadass, this is the age that, yes, deadass, these are the crucial years, especially for young women, that you are forming habits that you will look for towards men later on in your life. Your earliest first love, your first sense of true big love, because y'all remember how fucking heavy everything felt in high school. That shit felt like the world because it was your world. You didn't have responsibilities. You didn't have like care about anything else. You didn't care about politics. You didn't care about the news. You didn't care about anything. That was your world. It felt like your world because it was. And when that came crashing down, everything came crashing down. So when that kind of habit or a relationship imprints on you, that fucking paves a path for the rest of your fucking life.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Know how I got into such a cautionary tale, but like deadass, pay attention to who you're dating at that age because that's important.
We'll dive fully into Gillespie real quick. One yes. quick pleasure is that the movie opens with a Vampire Weekend song, and I was super stoked. They're my favorite band. I'm glad that the youth
oh, right. I was
is
gonna
getting
say,
in
I was
on that Vampire Weekend. Way to go. Get that,
boys.
Get that fucking royalty check, Ezra. All right, what do you got, Garrick?
In the very end of the movie, the entire time, she is struggling with learning how to drive. And then at the end of the movie, she hops on a fucking motorcycle.
With skills that do not translate.
Truly at all. And in California, I don't know if anybody knows this, but it is a lane splitting state. So that means that on a motorcycle, you can cut through the lanes, which makes it even more difficult yep. to ride a motorcycle. And then she just hopped on it and did it.
Vroom, vroom.
Guys,
I literally
we
wrote
got
that
it.
Down because I don't know if people know how heavy motorcycles are.
I don't.
But I tried to right. lift my dad's yeah. Harley Davidson Sportster when I was in high school because we used to like sometimes ride to church together before the vibration on the back got too intense and I had to kind of stop riding my motorcycle with my dad.
Okay.
It was so heavy once.
Oh my God. That went over my head for a second.
I tried to back it up and it was so heavy that it fell on its side and I passed out. It was so heavy. I like fainted because it was so much
whoa,
pressure.
God.
And I watched this bitch just yeah. throw the kickstand on. And then I was like, I'm going to see how she does this. But the next shot was her just vroom, vroom. Sorry, you got
yeah,
my feet in the shot. Surprise, yeah. I have my shoes on. But yes,
also
thank
tiny.
You, Rick.
She's like,
I'm
she's
so
5'4". Like, they didn't
she's
even.
So
and
small.
Also, the amount of montages in this movie. There were like seven
die.
Montages.
There's too many relationship montages. Also, we have to address the biggest guilt of all,
ooh.
Which is Would there ever be allowed a kissing booth at a high school carnival?
I wish. I mean,
everybody's getting mono.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting mono.
Mono.
Garrett texted us, mono.
Yes.
Mono.
What was the justification here?
Got a safe dance club.
But school council said yes. Why?
They all horny.
Oh. Why did you say
they all horny?
They all wanted to kiss.
I mean, you talked you talked about the wish fulfillment of the movie. Like, yeah, that to me was the one where I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool.
I
wish Masquerade kissed.
That would cause so much drama. Not a single person would go do the kissing booth if we had one in high school, because it would just be like,
yeah,
that's dramatic. And like the fucking theater kids probably would have done it. No one wanted to kiss them.
This is a guilt that I noticed, and I don't even know if it's funny to talk about, but it felt like the movie skipped a bunch of scenes. Like something would happen and all of a sudden the next scene they would catch you up to the story. Mm. And that, I guess, just goes to how
through voiceover
fast it went.
Which is also always a guilt.
Oh, was there voiceover?
Are you kidding me? The movie was dripping with VO.
I was just so in it.
You were vibing.
It sounded like my thoughts, probably. I was just like, yes, bitch, I understand why you are falling for this motherfucker.
Going back to what, you know, Bridget Jones's diary was, where it's just like narration. It's just her reading out of it, using it as a framing device, not really talking about what's going on in the scene. And then voiceover, where it's just like, I'm going to fill you in on everything you didn't see, everything that happened off camera, rather than showing all of the things, because you can't.
Yeah.
I would just say my biggest guilt of all was that I felt uncomfortable at how much of her boobs I saw. Like, they just kept, I don't know how old she was at this age.
Bitches got titties in high school. They grew that shit in fucking middle school.
But I'm not in high school anymore.
Yeah,
and it was a lot. I was watching it in my office. We have a glass wall. My employees were walking by me, and they made a point of showing her ass and boobs.
You know what?
So
if we
much.
Taught girls how to have agency and not be fearful of their own bodies from a younger age, we wouldn't have this conversation. You know what I mean? Women are taught to fear their bodies at a certain age. Like, oh my God, if I show too much, or I might be prey to someone. If we were told, like, hey, maybe you don't have to hug your fucking creepy uncle, or you don't have to shake hands with that guy at church. Like, maybe if we were taught that early, we wouldn't even have to be having this conversation. It's crazy.
You know what? Preach.
I'm over here snapping.
I felt the same way, because like as soon as she put that skirt on, I was like, here we fucking go. As if we did not have our titties out, our jeans ripped at the ass. We were dressing like full on slurs in high school.
Well, this is a wonderful transition. Slurs.
Yeah, slut whores. Guilty slurs. You never heard, no one ever called you a slur in high school?
No, but
good
I love
line,
it.
Am I right, guys?
Well, this is an excellent transition, because we have a new segment this week called Burning Questions. I went on Instagram and asked you guys, what are your burning questions for us? Things you want us to talk about for this movie.
And the first one
was Kelsey, feminism rant. Go! And you just took care of it for us.
I think I've had like three this time. I'm sorry.
So thank you, Mumphy. So this one's not a question, but I think it is a question for Garrick. Why on God's earth was this the absolute whitest movie I've ever seen in my life?
There was one black girl.
Oh, because the only black character was literally just forced into a white mold. So there you go. I don't know, man. I think it's like a level of freedom that was around. Because I was like, because this is also Los Angeles, right?
Right. And
the amount of freedom that I saw it portrayed in this movie,
right?
I was just like, yo, y'all aren't like scared of getting
exactly
robbed or anything. Nothing, nothing. You live in the same LA I do? No, apparently not.
Yes. Like the fact that the main character who's probably beaten men to a pulp has not gone to jail yet probably says something about it. Sally says something about the color of his skin being white. Big guess there.
I think there is something with like that bubble gummy tone that we talked about just does feel default white, because it's a world where there are no real problems and nothing matters.
Right.
In life.
Right.
So we have to make up problems like fucking how are we going to fund this kissing booth or whatever the fuck. It's not
Dance
a real
club
issue.
Exists. It's
like you're
not
going to fucking Harvard, dude. Your life is fine no matter what happens.
Yeah.
And then we switch over to Euphoria, where the black lead is dealing with a crippling drug addiction. So,
which is why that did so well, which is also why I was shocked when this movie blew up the way it did. And what I said in the very beginning was like, not much has changed in the way we do these bubblegum high school prom movies.
Yeah. Look, we are obviously having fun dunking on it, but there is
the
whole point of the show, I think, is finding the joy in these things, because we all crave these escape movies. It's like there's something that taps into part of our brain where we go, ah, life is simple for this hour and a half where I watch this movie and I get to be with the hot bad boy. It reduces life to a simple elemental building block,
which was high school,
as long as you don't look at it too closely.
Which was high school, was like, you literally felt like that was everything, because it was everything then.
I will say a big shout out to our followers, because most of you, your questions were, why was that relationship so toxic? Why did no one call out how this was toxic? So y'all on top of it.
I gotta watch the second one, see how they change it.
They probably change it in the third one. I don't think in the second one they do.
Why? Do you know? Did you watch? Even worse. Did you watch? No. Are you lying?
Sequoia wanted us to watch the second one. I was like, I can't do this.
I'm gonna blame Sequoia Brittany for everything. I think we should watch it. I'm gonna watch it.
Celine Bell wants to ask us, for after we've watched, do we think this deserves three movies? And I'll add, where the fuck do you think it goes from here?
Yeah. I mean, also the fact that they built this entire fucking plot, or, you know, lack of story, as Garrick pointed out, to then just say, and then he went to college and we may or may not work out. I went, what the fuck just happened?
And then I stole his motorcycle.
They're safekeeping while he's away at college. That's how rich he is. Like, I went, oh, they made this for, there was always going to be a second. They did not have to wait for Netflix to greenlight them.
What do you think the sequel is?
Aren't they in college?
He's in college.
Doesn't she go to Harvard? I don't know. I looked at the thumbnail for the second one.
I think there's probably a love triangle or something. Or it just becomes full on 50 Shades of Grey and it's like her continuing sex education.
How do you have a second kissing
booth? That's what it was. It was that the second one was what everybody was talking about. Came out. I don't know what was going on, but
It looks, the poster is him in the background, a giant Ferris wheel, which is the Santa Monica Pier. The motorcycle is in the foreground, and then Lee is in the middle ground, which I thought it would be beautifully messy if she fucks her best friend next.
I was expecting and low-key hoping that the movie ended with her realizing that he was there all along. I think justice for little guy. I forget his name. He was a real sweetie. Lee. Justice for Lee.
No, he wasn't. He fucking sucked.
Nah.
If he wasn't in the movie, the movie wouldn't even exist.
How dare
you? Like, if you take out the brother character,
man, you gonna tell me you didn't believe in that pathos? You didn't see the hurt in his eyes?
Without Lee, it's just it's literally like The Notebook. It's just hot guy versus nerdy girl falling in love.
I kind of respect it, actually.
Him getting by leans into incel culture.
Well, I did. I mean, I'm different joking movie. About them getting
I'm
together.
I'm gonna nice my way into some VJ. And Bob is like, come on, man.
He got a super cute girl in the movie, actually.
Yeah,
he did.
That was convenient, wasn't it?
It sure was. I do actually, though, like that they were a platonic friendship, and you got to see, you know, you don't often see truly platonic friendships.
Did you guys have any best friends that were of the opposite gender?
Yeah, in high school and in college.
Wow, and you never fucked them?
you did. Zachy, my boy.
Rick, what about you? Did you have a girl best friend?
Unfortunately not.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
I have friends I've never made out with. Thank you very much.
Never made out.
You're right there.
Hey, proof. Yeah. Proof that you can be friends as a lady and a man, but I do often refer to Zach as my lady friend.
Yeah, as one of her closest female friends.
Yeah, so I don't know what to tell you.
Appreciate that. Yeah. Appreciate it. Take it as a compliment.
You should.
Well, thank you. Okay, and we got one more from Ginja Ninja Jess. Almost sounds like a slur.
Yes, it does.
I felt uncomfortable saying close. It. I didn't realize it.
Yeah, she really walked.
She
that
went there.
Line.
Why does Netflix keep giving these crusty white boys a chance?
Damn!
How dare
calling
you
calling out Noah Centineo with that one?
Okay,
huh?
Disrespectful. You
know, disrespectful.
Because those are handsome men to the point where I'm just like, ah, this is unbelievable. Because you don't see that type of person walking down the street in high school.
No.
They just get pushed into fucking model
yes.
territory
yes.
or whatever the fuck.
Plucked out of high school.
Or become actors like this dude mm-hmm. did. And that's it.
Okay, Garrick, who's hotter, Noah Centineo or Jacob Elordi?
Oh.
Noah is. Because he is closer to an everyman than.
Yeah, he looks more like a Mark Ruffalo. Like,
way to go, Lana Condor. Your man, your movie's man is hotter.
I think I have to say Jacob Elordi only because I have seen the absolute psychopath that he can be in Euphoria. And that's fucking hot. And that is the kind of toxicity that girls seek out in relationships in high school.
Every pod, the Florida just leaps out. Just a little bit more.
Who I am. I'm wondering if you ever knew me at all, Rick, before this podcast. Not much has changed.
By the way, I have been DMing Lana about Too Hot to Handle Season 2. She's deep in Manifest right now.
So as am I.
But I am bullying
her. Where
are
my manifesties? Where are my true believers?
The festies. She's like, I hope it ends well. And I'm like, yeah, I have bad news for you. It got canceled.
Wait, Too Hot to Handle got canceled?
No, Manifest.
Oh,
it got canceled. Anyway,
I knew that.
We'll have her on. I haven't talked to her about that, so I'm publicly bullying her to come back.
Are you watching Too Hot to Handle, Rick?
I am not.
Oh. It's fucking excellent. I can't wait.
I was in protest to not, but then Netflix ads got me, and here I am.
They got you. They fucking got you.
Yeah.
Well, I got one fun fact for us, and then we'll get out of here.
Ooh.
Miles, can you look up the name of the author?
This is a book?
This was...
No!
A book.
This is a book?
It's more than that, Kelsey. This was written...
It's a series.
...on Wattpad by a 15... It was begun by a 15-year-old who wrote this on Wattpad. It became a phenomenon. She got signed by Penguin.
Mouse.
Yep. And then it became a book. So this... The movie plays... her name is Beth Reekles. Kind of sounds like she should be hanging out with our boy Bubbles.
Bublets.
Reekles and Bublets.
Holy shit. So
Michael Bublets.
Is she a millionaire now?
She fucking better be.
She fucking better be, right.
This movie plays to me like fan fiction or one of those like Dream Daddy games.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's kind of what it is.
Yes.
It is a 15-year-old's horny dream journal.
Good job, girlfriend.
Good job for them for staying true to the material.
Yes.
Is all I'm gonna
for
say.
For real,
dude.
Because they really did stay on that line of just like, all right, well, if we're gonna do this, much like the Zola movie, where it's just like, oh, this is just visual tweets.
I didn't expect to get Zola in here.
We'll talk Zola another time. Like,
if that's what you're going to go for, where it's just like pure fanfic, mm-hmm. pure, you know, I'm not going to even take any artistic integrity on it. I'm just going to do it as written.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
They understood the assignment.
Or for all of my people who watch Legendary out there, you did what needed to be done.
What is Legendary?
Oh my God. It's the best. Okay, dead ass, guys, we might have to do an episode about it. It's on HBO Max. It's called Legendary, and it's all a reality voguing competition.
And it is
fucking good because they use the actual, like, real fucking people, like, out of the houses straight out of New York City, and it's really good. And I want to know if any of our audience watches it because we got to do an episode.
But
Do we decide if it's a guilt or a pleasure, guilty pleasure now?
Yeah. I mean, I think thinking of it through the lens of seeing this movie as through the lens of a Wattpad story brought to life, it is.
Wattpad?
Oh, what is Wattpad?
Kind of like it's like a fan fiction.
Live journal?
Yeah.
But
live
for
cool.
fan fiction stories. I'm on Wattpad. Sorry. Me and some BuzzFeeders fuck on Wattpad.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that there's some Wattpad of me and the guys fucking.
Oh yeah, there might be some Wattpad of you two fucking.
Oh my god, guys, orgy. If you're out there, if we don't have any guilty pleasures, pleasure fanfic,
it's written for.
Get the fuck Wattpad. On it.
It's, yeah.
Oh, I'm in there. I'm about to look this up.
Rick's gonna be busy for the next few hours.
It's fun knowing that no matter what combination of us is in there, you're awful. All fucking me. There's no. There's no.
I'm fucking you guys no matter yeah, what.
Kelsey's fucking Garrick. Yeah. Who's fucking me?
Zach, that's who's getting fucked.
Yeah.
it's like a fucking weird.
Human centipede.
Oh wow, that's
poor
great.
Zachary.
That's wonderful.
But are lucky in this case.
Hey, all right. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a guilty pleasure when it is put in the envelope of pop. Rick, what do you think?
Oh, this shit is guilty, dog. If I didn't hear that whole like spiel about the Wattpad and all yeah. that stuff and her being 15, I would have been like, oh, this shit is, do not watch it, stay away from it, blah, blah, blah. But
now,
it's just, now it's just, you know, it's guilty. You can live your life without seeing it. And if yeah. you do yeah. see it and you say you loved it,
then
I might judge you.
Probably
that's
don't want to talk
the
to
criteria.
Yeah.
On
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I got. Look, I get it. I get why you would have fun watching this, but no, man, this movie's guilty as hell.
There are so many different movies that do it better. It's insane.
I enjoyed it and I did have a good time, but I don't feel good about that. And that is
yeah.
And really what it comes down to is I think we need to move into a future where we stop glamorizing these yeah. kind of boys.
Yes.
Yeah.
And bless. You know what? Here's really why I think
oh,
it's guilty.
Zach just put his hand on his hip.
I pointed.
And stuck his finger out.
I'm going to tell you why.
Tell me.
Is because what you've talked about is that this movie feels like it's for kids. Yeah. You put it on for your 8-year-old and then
do not put this on for your 8-year-old.
Right. But there's no ratings on Netflix, so how would I know?
You're fair.
And all of a sudden, yeah. I'm watching
porn.
Girl getting her bublet popped over
oh
here.
Oh my
so
God. Leave Ronald Bublets out of this. Also, Rick just left, by the way.
I turned on the lights. I
got up and left.
Thank you to our lovely audience who suggested this movie. Yeah. And big up to Miles in the sound booth who said,
sicko.
Hey, you should watch it.
You sicko Miles over there.
We have to give a shout out to the young lady that commented on Zach's asked me a question about a burning question.
Shout out to Erica Zelaya who said, please no, Garrick is going to be so mad.
Thank you, Erica. Yeah. I am furious.
I love that our audience just fucking knows us.
Also, I don't know if he knew that I could see who submitted each response, but in response to my question, Garrick wrote, this shit is ass.
I don't know why.
You thought it was anonymous?
It was going to be like an anonymous thing. It
would
have been nice.
A movie ass is so mean. Just because what it takes to make a movie and calling it ass is the worst insult anyone could give.
I would feel bad for the actors and everybody involved, but they all went on to do great things.
Yeah, they're all rich.
Like, okay, well, I can say this.
Yeah.
You know?
Instead, watch the act and get creeped out a little.
Yeah, watch the act and watch
Euphoria.
Watch Euphoria.
Yeah.
One more little fun fact that we don't...
Euphoria lets you know that it's fucked up.
Yeah.
One more fun fact we don't probably need for this episode, but I looked up the writer-director, and he... directed. I believe a very campy gay man who directed like slasher comedy starring RuPaul. So I'm like, whoa, I don't know who you are, but that it kind of explains for the zany tone up top. I really liked the opening. Well, guys, please like, subscribe, tell your friends about the show. Come on back next week where we'll probably talk about Roadhead or some other gross, disgusting sex act. In between talking about movies. No, but it does help people find the show when you leave a review. We appreciate it.
Good. Make sure you call yourself a guilty slut. Zach, where can the people find you?
At Corn Diddy.
I'm at Kelsey Darren.
Guilty slur.
Rick, what
are
you?
I'm Garrick Bernard on all of the things.
Yeah, you are. Okay.
And always remember, kids, no boobs are worth a broken nose.